USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The California driver that police say intentionally drove over 25 law enforcement recruits jogging down the street has been released from jail. 22-year-old Nicholas Joseph Gutierrez is back out on the streets after being released from custody. 16 recruits suffered minor injuries, 4 had moderate injuries, and 5 are in critical condition. Gutierrez is due back in court today. Nancy Pelosi says she will no longer take leadership roles in Congress. Come January, the divisive liberal representative will no longer be Speaker of the House. Ms. Pelosi has been seen ripping up a State of the Union speech and tried to impeach President Trump twice, both ending in failure. The 82-year-old says she will now focus on her constituents in San Francisco.
Marcus, do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security, Congressman. Right.
Anyone with a screen can see Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claims to Congress that the United States southern border with Mexico is secure is quite inaccurate. Texas Representative Pat Fallon on Newsmax claims Mayorkas may not be living on this planet.
Just absolutely egregious. And maybe he's not living on this planet. Maybe he's in orbit around Neptune. So this is his definition. This is the second time he said it.
Carrie Lake, the Republican candidate in Arizona's gubernatorial election, says she's still in the fight and indicated that she's planning to challenge the results of the election. Lake referenced problems with printers and tabulation machines at 70 of Maricopa County's 223 voting centers, something her opponent was responsible for. You see, Katie Hobbs was responsible for overseeing her own election, as she was also Secretary of State. USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
We're starting to get an idea how much Hurricane Ian will cost insurance companies. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau reports.
The number of insurance claims stemming from Hurricane Ian is rising. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation says more than 633,000 claims were filed as of Wednesday. The total for estimated losses is more than $9.5 billion, which is up from $8.7 billion last week. The highest number of Ian-related claims come from Lee County, home to Fort Myers, with more than 227,000.
Japanese officials are reporting North Korea's military test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile on Friday morning that landed in Japanese waters. The missile that can carry nuclear warheads has a range that could hit the United States mainland. It was the North Korean military's second ICBM launch reported this month. Hundreds of Twitter employees apparently quit Thursday after new CEO Elon Musk gave workers an ultimatum: commit to a hardcore work environment or take a severance package on your way out the door. Outside of Twitter headquarters in San Francisco, activists projected a ticker of insults aimed at Musk on the outside of the building last night. Musk said on Wednesday he plans to spend less time with the social media platform and intends to find a new leader to run the company, as a complete organizational overhaul will probably be a good thing to ensure trust. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.